Proverbs chapter 19. Better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hurries with his feet sins. The foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that gets wisdom loves his own soul. He that keeps understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man defers his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keeps the commandment keeps his own soul, but he that despises his way shall die. He that has pity upon the poor lends unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. Chasten your son while there is hope, and let not your soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment. For if you deliver him, yet you must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tends to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied, and he shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hides his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Strike a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wastes his father and chases away his mother is a son that causes shame and brings reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorns judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devour iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools.